So looking at our website, I don't know if it's because people want to have a $50 billion check in their hands.
I'd like to.
They're actually quite enthusiastic about how to spend this money the federal government wants to spend on infrastructure. I didn't even realize we had any listeners in Dallas, but Brandelon says biking, walking, that's how he'd spend it. Mass transit infrastructure, for example, would reduce reliance on automobiles, thus the debt that comes along with it, auto loans, payday loans to pay car notes and gas, etc. All that money goes to banks and bank execs who are more likely to invest it in other nations than our own. That rationale would be key in the decision-making process. It's a very smart sort of chain of events there.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
This is Jeff from Michigan. $50 billion over, what, 6 years? I believe they spend around that much every 2 or 3 months in Iraq. I could see if we were going to spend $50 billion in each state. That could make some sense. But no, that's just his way of getting a little hot water that he's in.
Here's another suggestion.
This is Matthew from Detroit. I would create a venture capital fund to invest in alternative energy companies to try and get us off our oil dependency and take a bite out of global warming.
People have some good ideas for President Obama. You should drive to Cleveland tomorrow there, Jeff, and give him your idea yourself. Get the conversation going. If you had $50 billion in your checkbook and didn't want to save it and wanted to create as many jobs as you could, what would you spend on? Give us your ideas. 877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.